Welcome to Parsha Shavua. Apologies, I didn't do it the last couple of weeks. I was away overseas. It was a pretty hectic but very inspiring trip. But we're back and back to the Parsha podcast. So this week's Parsha is Parsha's Vayetze. It's the story of when Yaakov leaves his father's house, runs away from Esau. He goes to a place called Haran. As the Pasuk says, Vayelech Harana, he went to Haran. It is there that eventually he meets his wives, Rachel and Leah, and gives birth to 11 out of the 12 tribes. Now, we have a principle in Torah, and I want to share with you this insight today. Of Maisa Ovoi Siman Labonim, whatever happened to our forefathers is a siman. It's a sign, it's a preview, so to speak. Not only is it a preview, but as the commentary explained, it's like giving the power to the experiences that the children, the descendants will have. So it's a physical story that seems to take place on a very physical level. But as we'll see, some details of the story, and I'm going to show you just a few, actually represents the story of every Jew and the story of the neshama, the story of the soul. Let me just quote for you a few psukim at the beginning of the parasha, and we'll see how this plays out. So the pasuk tells us, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. Yaakov went out of Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva is the place where his father lived, Yitzchak, Vayelech Charon, and he went to Haran. He then davens on the way. He davens at the place of the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem appears to him in a dream and blesses him that he'll be with him, he'll protect them, he'll give him the power to endure the experience that he's about to have. Yaakov wakes up from the dream, and he says that it seems that it was a very awesome place, and he commits himself to the service of Hashem, and he commits himself to give back to Hashem, so to speak, whatever Hashem will give him. And he makes the following declaration. And he says, Im yiyeh elokim imadi, if Hashem will be with me, ushmarani baderech hazeh, and he'll protect me on this journey. Asher anochi hoylech, that I am about to go on. V'nosan li lechem lechol, Hashem will give me bread to eat, ubeged lilbosh, and garments to wear. V'shafti b'sholem el beis avi, and I will return in peace to the house of my father. V'hoyo Hashem li l'elokim, Hashem will be to me as a God, Elokim. And in this stone, v'ha'evan hazois, that I'm placing before you as a monument, will be the house of God, and everything that I get, I will give 10% back to Hashem. What does all this mean? What do these details mean? So I'm going to share with you an insight that comes from a long discourse that the Rebbe Lubavitcher Rebbe once gave, and he followed and explained the following. It's only a little bit of what I'm just quoting a little bit of the whole idea, but it's just enough to give us the insight of what this is all talking about. And explains that actually, Vayetze Yaakov is the Jew. Yeah, we are the sons of Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael. Yisrael, Yaakov, same person. Yaakov is the Jew. Why is Yaakov the Jew? Because Yaakov is made up of two words, Yud Ekev. Yud is the holiness of the neshama coming from a very high source. Ekev means the heel. And the idea of a Jew's experience in this world is to bring down from the transcendence into the lowest forms of existence. Our job is to bring the yud down to the heel, to the lowest form of existence. So the pasuk says the following: Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. Yaakov went out from Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva is a well, it's a resource of water, it's a place of holiness. It's referring to the neshama. The neshama goes out. The neshama comes down from on high. It comes from a place called Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva, Kabbalistically, represents a very, very high transcendent level. Where does the neshama go to? Vayelech Charona, it travels down to Choron. Now, Choron was a place, even physically, geographically, Choron was a place that was a very evil place. Lavan lived there. Besuah lived there. We know that last week's parsha, when Rivka married Yitzchak, we learned that Rivka was considered a rose among the thorns. She was able to survive that environment of Haran. And in fact, we are taught that the word Haran comes from the word Haroin, af, anger, toxicity, negativity. So the neshama travels all the way down to a very hostile, spiritually speaking, a hostile environment where God is not revealed, where there's forces that stand in the way of godly and spiritual growth. But Hashem tells the neshama, even before it begins its journey, like Hashem reveals to Yaakov, and he says, I'll be with you. I'll give you koyach, I'll give you special power and abilities and strength to be successful in the journey. And blessing us with amazing blessings. Yaakov realizes that. And Yaakov says a couple of things. He says, if Hashem will be with me, actualizing Hashem's blessings, it'll give me bread to eat, clothes to wear, and then coming back in peace to my father's house. What does all that mean? And then he talks about the Evan, the stone. What stone and why is it so significant that the stone should be a place of God? So he explains the following very briefly, and he explains the following. Lechem lechol, there are various things that a Yid, a Jew, has to do in this world. Lechem lechol, bread to eat, that refers to learning of Torah. Torah learning is compared to food. Torah is something we internalize. There are many psukim that talks about Torah being like food. It says, v'soyroscho b'soych me'ai, your Torah is in my stomach, meaning Torah is something that's a not, it's a wisdom. It's a godly wisdom. It's Hashem enclosing himself, embedding himself in his wisdom, as the Zohar says, Oiraisa v'kutcha brichu kulo chad, the Torah and Hashem are one. And it's an ability, it's a gift that was given to us to be able to internalize Hashem's connection in this world. Because Torah is something we don't just look at from a distance, we internalize it, we understand it, we grasp it. That's Lechem Lechem. The other thing we need to do in this world is mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are called garments in Kabbalah. It's called garments because most mitzvahs do not internalize within the person. Most mitzvahs hover around the person. It's outside of us. It's like garments around us, sitting in the sukkah, lighting a Shabbos candle, putting on tefillin and mezuzah. That's all things that are around us like garments. And therefore, beged lilbosh, the garments to wear, refer to the mitzvah. So we have to learn Torah, we have to do mitzvahs. But we have to do more than that. There's a concept beyond the Torah of mitzvahs. What is that? That is to live a godly life, to take the world which is a fragmented world. It's a world where God created a world of multiplicity, a world of fragmentation, where everything competes with each other, every person thinks different to each other, every animal is at odds with each other. There's a lot of friction in the world of fragmentation that we live in. And we have to return to our God. We have to turn to the house of Father B'Sholem in peace. As Chazal tell us, the Torah was given to make peace in the world. What does that mean? It means that beyond Torah and mitzvahs, we have this idea of kol ma'asecha l'shem shamayim, and everything we do should be for the sake of heaven. B'chol derechecha do'eyu, and everything that we do, we should know Hashem. In other words, it's bringing the unifying force of godliness into everything that we do. A person can live their life and just be religious and do the mitzvahs, just put on tefillin, light Shabbos candles, keep Shabbos, but doesn't bring godliness into the rest of their existence. In other words, we live a normal life, a material life, a mundane life, doing Torah mitzvahs, but we haven't brought peace into the world. We haven't brought the unifying godly energy that everything should come under the banner of a godly purpose, of a higher purpose, creating shalom, creating peace in this world. And that's the power of a yid, not just to, of course, we have to learn Torah to have a connection. Of course, we have to do mitzvahs. That is the beginning and that is the foundation of serving Hashem and connecting to Hashem. But it has to travel further and we have to be able to descend into the most lowest forms of the worldly existence and make peace, godly peace, so to speak, spiritual peace among everything that exists, which, of course, connected into the story of Yaakov about the stone, the Evan. The Evan, the stone, as we know, Rashi brings it, Chazal tell us, that it says that he lay down in that place and he took 12 stones to put his head on. And then the next day we learn that it was Evan, it was one stone. Why was it one stone? Because they all became one stone. What does this mean spiritually? What does it mean for us? Evan, number one, is doimim, it's inanimate, it's like the lowest form of existence. 12 stones represent the friction and the fragmentation that exists within the physical world. But Yaakov understands that his mission is to go into Charoin, into the Golus, into the anger of the world, like the Neshama coming down to this world, a fragmented world. And our job here is to make Shalom, to make peace. and to return with peace, to return to Hashem, having made peace in the world by bringing the 12 fragmented stones and making them one. And that's why he says, "V'shafti b'shalom abeso." That's the third thing. I'll return in peace to my father. And then the stone, the Eved, which is the unification, the peace that we've made out of the fragmentation of the various stones of this world, becomes the house of God. And of course, we know that what happens to Yaakov in Haran, he actually has a he marries and has an amazing family. It's an amazing thing to think that the foundation of Klal Yisrael, 11 out of the 12 Shvatim, were basically the entire Am Yisrael, was created where? In Haran. Because as the Neshama travels down, we know it's a very big Yerida. Chazal tell us it's Me'igra Rama Lebira Amikta. It's from a high, tall building to a low, down pit. That's the journey the Neshama takes. But Yerida Tzairech Aliyah, this descent of the Neshama, is for the purpose of a great ascent. Not only do we bring Hashem into the world, not only do we fulfill our purpose, but the Neshama leaves this world so much stronger, with so much more blessing. We're able to achieve and do amazing things in this low-down world. So this is a little bit of insight, how the story of Yaakov traveling away from his father's house, going down into Haran, is really the story of the Neshama. It's our Neshama traveling from Be'er Shev all the way to Haran, and realizing that we have a mission, realizing a couple of things. Realizing, first of all, that Hashem appears to us at the beginning of the journey and he gives us the bracha. He gives us power to be able to withstand that journey and be successful. And then understanding that our mission here is Torah, lechem lechol, bread to eat, beged lilboish, garments to wear, mitzvahs, and shalom, to make peace among the fragmentation of the world, which is to bring godliness into everything that we experience, all the fragments of our life, and to bring them under one banner of a higher purpose. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.